Cloudera and Hortonworks are merging. Why is this important for data engineering? What are these two companies doing? Why would you use such the tools from these companies and not go to AWS? And more questions about this in today's Plumbers of Data Science episode. Let's dive right in. Before we start, if you like this one, please hit the like button to let people know that this is a important or interesting video. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel, please subscribe. And if you have questions, send me your questions on Twitter, hashtag plumbers of DS. Okay, so why is this important that Cloudera and Hortonworks are merging? Cloudera, there are basically three companies right now in the big data sector who are supporting or who are vendors for big data solutions. It's Cloudera, it's Hortonworks, and it's MapR. And last week on Thursday, Cloudera and Hortonworks announced that they are merging. So they are forming a $5 billion company, and MapR is a bit smaller. It's about a billion company. So with that merge, Cloudera and Hortonworks are going to be five times bigger than MapR, and this is a trend I've thought this will be coming at some point. That I think only Cloud in a few years only Cloudera will survive this. So what are these companies actually doing? And it's actually quite simple. When you look at the basics, what these companies are doing is they are selling you distributions for Hadoop and other big data tools. Hadoop, as you know, is not only HDFS. Hadoop, the whole is more of an ecosystem, and it contains many services. So I have brought up here a quick overview of the services. This is from Hortonworks, of the services that are included in these tools. If you're on the podcast, if you're listening to the podcast and not watching, I'm trying to show you this as comprehensive as possible. So there are many tools under the belt of the ecosystem of big data, and tools like what you can see, Squoop, how to get data from SQL databases into your system, or Spark, like for data science, or for analytics, Spark and Zeppelin for more of a insight into your data with charts and graphics. This is all from Hortonworks. HBase, a key value store, and so on. A lot of even Storm for processing, and Kafka, Zookeeper, Flume. The Flume is no longer in Hortonworks. So, and of course the basics, Hadoop and Yarn, the core of the system, the core of the Hortonworks distribution. And then data warehouse and so on. So data warehouse like Hive, how you can create from, if you have files for like CSV files or whatever in your Hadoop store, and you can make SQL tables out of them or query them with SQL queries with Hive. So there are many services under that belt, and what they are doing, these vendors, are they are packaging this into one into one distribution. And so for the past, let's say for the past 1 or 2 years, there has been a shift from we are selling you big data to we are having a analytics platform. That was quite interesting to see. And this is why, I guess, why these two merge. It's not because of the base distribution. It's more about the services that sit on top of that. And I think Cloudera can, at some point, can benefit a lot of the things that are coming from Hortonworks. So this shift and the basics of that. Why is it so important what these companies are doing? The thing is, all these services I've previously talked about, if you can install this with, it's mostly open software, open source, you can install this by yourself, everything. The problem with this is there are so many services that are basically, how is that called, entwined, I think. So they are connected to each other, and so the configuration, the install is quite simple, but the actual configuration, if you're on a cluster with many, many nodes, is quite hard. So then let's say you've done all this, you've installed it, you configured it, then it comes to the management of the whole thing. And this is another problem, I'd say, because these tools usually don't have management and don't have a insight into what is happening. You need to install this on top of that, and they don't have logging and so on. So they have logging, but it's, they only log to files. It's nowhere accumulated, so you can look at it easily for management. And let me just go here. So what Cloudera has, and I personally like this a lot, I've used Cloudera for many years, and what Cloudera came up with, or I'd say the other ones have this thing too, but I'm familiar with the Cloudera solution. What Cloudera has is the Cloudera Manager. And the Cloudera Manager, this one gives you a lot of possibilities. This is just I just Googled a screenshot of Cloudera Manager. You have a overview of all the services and the healths of all the services. And you can change the configurations there. And you have an overview of how your cluster is performing. Like this is basically the main page. You have the CPU load of in the cluster. You have disk I/O over the whole cluster, network I/O, HDFS I/O. What is going on? And this, you have this information for every service that you have in the system. Can look at CPU utilization in detail and memory utilization and so on. You can set up new, maybe I find something quick here. I haven't prepared this. What you can do as well is you can set up very easily new systems, and because Cloudera, for instance, has a parcel management, so you just download a new parcel. Let's say you go from let me just go back to only my stupid face here. Okay, let's say you have only or let's say you have a new version of Cloudera CDH, it's called, and you're updating from 4 to 5. What are you doing? You're downloading the new parcel, and you're distributing this parcel to all the nodes in the cluster. And then, then you're taking it live, and it's what than the manager does. It is updating all the nodes and automating this whole procedure. Or if you have something new, you just install a parcel. Like for instance, I'm not sure. I think in Cloudera, Kafka is a separate parcel. So you just install CDH and then install the Kafka parcel, and basically that's it. Then it's already pre-configured. If you're doing smaller setup changes, it's doing rolling updates for you, so it doesn't take the cluster down. It's updating node by node by node by node, and then yeah, it's super simple and super convenient. Of course, it costs money. Some like rolling updates is not included in the free version. There's a free version you can use that out of the box, but if you want to have all the features, and if you want to have assistance in problems, you need a service contract with Cloudera, and this and with Hortonworks and MapR, doesn't matter. So yeah, these companies make it very easy to run clusters. But you might ask now, why would you even do that today? If you look at the cloud solutions like AWS or Azure or Google Cloud, all these services like Kafka or Spark, they are included in the platform. So why would you? They have or HBase, for instance. Why would you install a Kafka a Cloudera distribution on AWS if you have for HDFS you can use S3, if you have for Kafka Kinesis, if you have Lambda functions, and so on and so on. Why if you have DynamoDB for HBase, why is this important? Why are people doing this? And there are two obvious things. First is the vendor login. So if you're a small, I think it's this may be interesting for smaller and for bigger companies. I'm coming from bigger companies, so vendor login is a big thing. Vendor login is basically once you're on DynamoDB and once you're on S3 and all these services from AWS, you're basically locked into the ecosystem of AWS, and there is no way of simply switching from one vendor to another one. You're basically locked into AWS, and many companies don't want to avoid this. Of course, you need some more management and you need some more people, and it's a bit harder to realize, but you're very flexible. So tomorrow, if you're fed up with AWS, you go to Azure, set the same thing up and just transfer your data there, and you're up and running in no time. Another thing is the whole billing situation. If you look at AWS, you're paying for each service, and you're paying, of course, you're paying a fee, and this gets very, very complicated. It's not that when you have 10 services, it's hard to plan the costs, depending on how your platform is developing, and it's very, very hard to manage, and sometimes it's even more expensive. Like all these services, AWS and all the others, of course, they are going to bill you for the convenience of not having to configure and manage these systems on your own. So of course it costs money. And if you're using something like CDH from Cloudera, Hortonworks, or MapR, you install this, you pay for the EC2 instances, and basically, yeah, that's it. So it's very, very, it's a very simple overview. Or management of your costs. Of course, as I said, with the downside of having more, you need to have more competence within your company to do all this stuff. Yeah, when I've posted this on LinkedIn, there were a few comments. I think would need to be answered. One is it's one that two wrongs doesn't make a right, and those two are dinosaurs. Most companies are not happy with Cloudera or Hortonworks, and they are not making money from implementing these things. And yeah, I think this is completely bullshit. The problem, if you're a company and if you're using such tools, there are two possibilities that come to mind here. Is one is obviously you're using these tools when you're not supposed to use them. So when you don't have the data amount or speed to actually benefit from such a solution, and those are expensive solutions. This will cost you a lot having a Cloudera instance on AWS. You have many servers, and yeah, many companies are doing this because it's hip, because they think they need it, and they don't need it. They are better off with having a traditional system. And this is one thing that where companies are very upset. And the other one is obviously the strategy. So whenever I talk to guys from other companies, there has been a bit of a change over the years, but there's still the thing that companies decide they now need to do big data, they now need to do data science, and they invest into a big data cluster, and they are collecting data, and they say, okay, we need to invest in this. We build a cluster, we collect some data. We build a cluster, we collect some data, and then we find out how to make money off the data we collected. And this is completely the wrong strategy. And this needs to be built in reverse. The first thing is you need a business model, and you need to have an idea how you want to make money, with what kind of services. Then you figure out what do I need to collect what do I think I need to collect to offer these services, and then you build the cluster, and then you collect the data, and then you do the analytics, and then you build on top of it. So it's with a lot of companies, it's the strategy is completely wrong. It's upside down. They are starting with the wrong thing, because only if you know the strategy, and only if you need know the product and the data you need, you can figure out, do I really need this? Because this will cost you several hundred thousand dollars or euros a year. Do you really need this? Yeah, so think hard. Yeah, that would be my advice for if you're a CTO. Yeah, think very good about it, or think a lot about it if you really need this, and if you have the strategy in place. Yeah, for us developers, it's these things are God given. Because yeah, not only for developers, also for administrators, these companies, doesn't matter which one of these three. They make it very easy to manage. And for data engineering, it's simple. You want to create a pipeline. The services are all running. You just write your code, write your Spark code, deploy it, and boom, done. Yeah. So is this a good thing, this merge? People are saying, now you have less competition. Yeah, that's one thing. So because they are going to merge under Cloudera, Hortonworks shares are, I think Hortonworks shareholders will get 1.5 Cloudera shares for each Hortonworks share. So they are not going to rename it Cloudera Works or Hortonera. They are merging to Cloudera. I think it's a good thing because some stuff that is under the Cloudera is missing here and there some stuff from analytics side and from the tool side. For me, the first tool is Zeppelin. Zeppelin is, yeah, I think this I'm making a video about Zeppelin in a few days. Zeppelin is very interesting to get quick insight into your data through Python code, because it can execute Spark jobs, so it's sitting on top of Spark. I think it's a good thing. It might mean trouble for MapR. I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe they are going to more into a niche market, and they are because this is also from the comments I had on LinkedIn, that they indicated that MapR is trying to position itself a bit different than Cloudera. I think it's a good thing, because if you're already on Cloudera or if you're on Hortonworks, at some point you need to switch if you're on Hortonworks, and I think you can benefit of having those two. Because what is going to happen development-wise, I'm guessing that the development on Hortonworks will stall, because Cloudera is pulling out resources, money and personnel wise and people wise, employees wise, and they are going to integrate a lot of stuff from Hortonworks into Cloudera distributions. And so in 3 years is the point where Hortonworks says they now announced they're not going to develop new stuff for Hortonworks distributions. Yeah, so I would not be afraid. I think it's a good step in the direction of having one that does all. Okay, I'm hearing in the background the children are waking up, so it's time for me to stop here. What's your impression? Are you happy about this merger, or are you thinking this is a bad thing for the industry? Let me know in the comments, and again, hit the like button if you like this video, and yeah, share it with your friends, and yeah, let me know what you think. So I'm trying to get a new Q&A session up tomorrow, and yeah, on Twitter, hashtag plumbers of DS. Send me your questions and I'm going to answer them. Yeah. See you tomorrow. Or day after tomorrow. Depends on the kids. Bye bye.